News release. Ontario Provincial Police. The Southern Georgian Bay Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police arrested and charged impaired drivers in two separate incidents during the weekend. On Feb. 20, around 1:15 a.m., an officer on patrol was traveling on Hougal Avenue in Midland and observed an oncoming vehicle swerving from the shoulder of the roadway then into the opposing lane. The officer turned around and stopped the vehicle, which pulled into a parking lot in the area of Hougal Avenue and Simcoe Road 93. The officer spoke with the driver, who was arrested and transported to detachment to provide breath samples. As a result of this investigation, Isaiah Winberg, 26, of Oshawa was charged with the following offenses contrary to the criminal code. Operation while impaired. Operation with a blood alcohol concentration 80+. Failed to comply with probation order. The accused was released from custody to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice in Midland on March 2. When charged with impaired driving, the license of the accused is suspended for 90 days and the vehicle they were operating impounded for 7 days. The day prior, on Feb. 19, just after noon, a witness observed a vehicle strike a building belonging to a business at Balm Beach. The driver briefly left the vehicle, displaying signs of impairment. He soon returned to his vehicle and left the scene, heading eastbound on Balm Beach Road in the township of Tiny. The witness provided a description to police who began a search. A short time later, officers located the vehicle on traveling on Balm Beach Road at Baseline Road and noticed it was being operated in an erratic manner. Police stopped the car and spoke with the driver, who was placed under arrest and transported to detachment to provide a breath sample. Calton King, 26, of Midland was charged with the following offenses contrary to the Criminal Code and the Liquor License Act. Operation while impaired. Operation with a blood alcohol concentration 80+. Driving a motor vehicle with open container of liquor. The accused was released from custody to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice in Midland on March 9.